If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Woo! Let's talk about this one. All of us are struggling. We want to live a healthy life.
Yep.
We want to lose weight.
And six-pack.
Yeah, that time you've got an 8-pack. Guys, we've gone through everything to try and lose weight. We try to eat healthy. And of course, big companies have also taken full advantage of us because they know how desperate we are to lose weight. We've got 0% alcohol. It started with juices. And Mina, I was telling the team last week, like, guys, Mina, I'd rather have the proper one because I drink coffee, né? And what I try and do from time to time is use a sweetener. Mm-hmm. Né? And when I always ask for one sweetener. But the other day I realized that when I get the entire sweetener, it's too sweet.
The coffee's too
sweet. So I ask for half a sweetener, which, like, okay, it tastes much better. And then it also led me to this question, why is this sweetener? And it's just one. Because normally when you use these sachets, right, you'll use maybe, people use about 3, 2, or 4, right? But I'm with a sweetener, I use half a sweetener.
Sure.
But it's sweet
still
enough.
Sweet. Mm.
So then, you know, that then the question comes like, is this sweetener
really healthy?
Really healthy?
Yeah, no.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, and that's the question we're trying to answer today. Are these alternatives actually good for you? I've also heard a big debate around zero sugar, Coke, for example, apparently not being the greatest alternative to just the normal thing, right? And how do we explain what we're tasting versus what we're told? So as always, we've got an expert on the line to help us decode some of these questions. Dr. Tracy Nelwamondo. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Nelwamondo. Oh, okay. Nelwamondo.
Not the one from the UK. Nelwamondo.
Nelwamondo.
Dr. Tracy, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you? It is Nelwamondo.
No, yeah,
Allah.
It's not too big of a problem. Don't worry. It's not big. You're not ten.
Thank you very much, Doc. All right. So the question we're hoping to answer today is, why do artificial sweeteners at least taste sweetener than the normal sugars? And I suppose, are they healthier?
That's actually quite a good question, I guess, very relevant in the space that we're living in now. Just to speak on what you guys were saying, we are in trouble in terms of our sugar, in terms of our body weight, in terms of also tooth decay. So maybe the question should be, why sweetness? Why did they come into the space, right? So they actually came to the space because it is true, we need to cut down the amount of sugar, refined sugar that we are intaking. So I'm talking about table sugar. So sweetness came into the city. There's a lot of them. So you need to actually divide them into artificial sweetness, meaning that the ones made in a facility or a lab or whatever, and then also plant-based or plant-derived sweetness. So plant-derived are things like monk fruit, there's stevia in there, there's xylitol in there as well. And then the artificial sweetness would be the lab-based ones would be things like aspartame, for example. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're actually sweeter, it also just depends on taste profiles as well, because there are people who, as Glenn was saying, they will put 3 of the sachets, right? And still feel like there's no sweetness in them. But the reason why that they are 2 to 3 times sweeter than your normal teaspoon of sugar. There are different recommendations from the manufacturers, but for example, aspartame is 200 times sweeter. Sugar.
Wow.
So that's why it is actually, because it is actually made in a lab, hey? So the point of it all is they were made to cut down the amount of sugar we're intaking, because we do know that we need to cut it down because it increases our body weight. Because the only way that the body stores, or one of the biggest ways that the body stores sugar is when it's in excess, it will store it as fat.
Yeah.
And that's when it's running into the challenge of, you know, increasing body weight, diabetes, and also to decay again, right?
So is it a good thing, Doc? Sorry to interrupt you. Is it a good thing that it's actually much sweeter? I suppose the thinking here is because it's so sweet, you only use a lot of it, and that's ultimately good for you.
So the honest answer is, you know, too much of anything is a bad thing, right?
Fair.
So what I always, you know, too much of water is too much, right? What I always advise my patients is, if you are not taking any sugar currently, so meaning that you're not drinking soft drinks, for example, which is where most of our sugar is coming from, don't start taking artificially sweetened drinks, right? But if you're somebody who's having a 2 liter of soda, cutting down into artificially sweetened drink is healthier, right? Uh-huh. So that's it. So they are not, I can't really say the studies that they are safe. We know that they are safe for you to utilize, but too much of anything is a bad thing.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, and just out of interest, those zero sugar beverages and, you know, those with artificial sweeteners, those are the ones that use some of these sweeteners you spoke about. In other words, let me ask this question much clearer. Do zero rated sugar beverages have artificial sweeteners in them?
They do. That's how they get that sweetness. So they don't have the table sugar or the sugar coming from table sugar, but they're coming from artificial. They're artificially sweetened, and that's why they call them zero. So there is zero sugar in them.
And do they cause detrimental effects to your health ultimately, or is it also a consumption question?
It is a consumption question, but also it depends, right? So if you are somebody who is living with diabetes for the moment and you are drinking, you know, a soda that is sweetened by sugar, you are in trouble. Rather swap it for an artificially sweetened drink. But if you're somebody who's drinking water, keep drinking your water.
Sure. All right. Crystal,
because it depends where you are.
Yeah. Tell me, doctor, is honey healthy?
That's a very good question. So honey is just sugar that went to private school. When it comes to the way that your body processes sugar, your body doesn't care. Sugar, honey, coconut sugar, whatever it is, the same pathway. It doesn't actually discriminate whether it came from coconut sugar or honey. Honey is actually said to be healthy in terms of the propolis or the other benefits that you get, like boosting your immune system and whatever.
Yeah.
But for you to be able to benefit from that fact, you need to consume bucket loads of honey.
Okay.
Then that is besides the point, right? So sugar is sugar, will always be sugar.
Wow.
Whether I went to private school or private school.
Whoa,
sugar.
Doc. You say for me to extract any form of advantage or benefit from the honey, I would have to be eating or drinking it somehow copious amounts?
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
So, Rejalang.
I think it's also a trend. Like, you know what? If you enjoy the taste of honey, go ahead, but don't eat it thinking that it's superior. It's not.
Wow. Sure. Sobering, loud and clear, and those with ears, they say.
What?
I hope they
understand. No, but Dr. Tracy, they always trap us.
Yeah. Who was our guest again?
Dr. Tracy Nelmawondo.
Nelmawondo.
Okay.
Nelmawondo. You must roll your tongue like the French. Pela ma venero, my French.
Nelmawondo.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. 8 pack.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I'm diabetic type 2. So those sweeteners and those cool drinks, somebody 0% and stuff like that. For now, our doctors, they say we must stay far away from them, because those artificial sweeteners do worse than the normal sugars. Before I was diagnosed with type 2, I used to drink loads of 0%, keep focusing on my weight loss journey. So,
just a note on the sweetness for Glenn. I attended the Nike Wellness or Fitness Festival earlier on in the year, and there was a guy who deals with plants there. And he went through a lot of indigenous plants that we have that we can consume for healing, etc. And one of those plants that he went through was the stevia plant, which is the plant that is used to make those sweeteners, like the stevia sweetener. And when you taste the actual plant, which I did, it tastes exactly as sweet as the contents in that sachet. So I could say that there is some authenticity to how sweet it is as that powder in the sachet.
Guys, kore vele vele honey vele hai healthy. Maro expensive. As if yo, ay shem, ay ne ra robi wa malefasi. Ne ay kona.
Yeah. You know what? The one thing that is very frustrating right now when you're in the health space, right, and you're trying to do anything healthy, is that the health practitioners and the doctors do not agree.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't know the truth.
They do not, guys. Ning Ning carbs are the worst.
Yes.
Ning Ning, don't drink water. Rather eat fruits and vegetables that have great water source, like a watercress, a watermelon, or whatever. Ning Ning, no, guys. Too much meat is bad for you.
Dude.
Ning Ning, no. Do a carnivore diet. You'll see the... You health practitioners are actually the problem.
No, they don't. So right now, as we stand here, we don't know. Let us have a sugar free, now 0%, zero right or zero right.
No, we don't.
Because I would talk about, yeah, no, but try and have a tonic here, sugar free school. Yeah. But so yet, no, you were.
And then you are also told that, you know, a glass of wine is good, is healthy. And then
yeah,
someone
the
will come like, oh no, alcohol is bad for you. Some people will say, oh no, coffee is not good for you. Oh my God. What are we supposed to do?
Guys, just eat everything in moderation and be merry. Because at this juncture, but no sense.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.